on Loyola University Maryland Week. Are insects hindering crime scene investigations? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Rivers, professor of biology, explores how these critters can send investigators on the wrong track.
Any fan of CSI, NCIS, or similar crime shows knows that when violent crimes are committed, the crime scene is usually covered with blood. Blood may be shed when the person is standing, sitting, or on the ground. The weapon that caused blood to be released influences the shape of the blood stains that form, as do many other factors. Much more obscure are the blood stains dispersed about a crime scene that actually are not blood stains at all. They are insect stains or artifacts. Stains produced by insects, usually flies, are created by a multitude of mechanisms, at least 10 that we know of. When intermixed with real blood stains, fly stains can be incredibly challenging, if not impossible, to recognize. Why does this matter? For one, patterns of blood can reveal directionality, especially important during reconstruction of the bloodshed event. The size and shape of blood stains reveal details about how the stains were created. Blood also contains DNA of either the victim or assailant. Fly stains can provide false information about any of these parameters if confused as true blood stains. It's even possible that insect artifacts may introduce DNA to a crime scene from someone not associated with the crime. Thus, it is absolutely essential to be able to distinguish insect stains from true blood stains. My research is focused on pattern evidence created by insects at crime scenes. I am specifically attempting to shed light on how and when fly stains are formed on different materials and within the context of the types of tissues and fluids associated with a corpse. The goal is to develop tools that permit crime scene investigators the ability to reliably identify insect stains under different contexts. Ultimately, the information will help to recognize the presence of insect artifacts and avoid confusion with true blood stains.
That was David Rivers of Loyola University, Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.